doing the best job you possibly can, regardless of the task, regardless of your role. What a tremendous opportunity to put yourself in a position where you define your own success. Hi, this is Pat Bosco, former Vice President Dean at Kansas State University. I collected a group of life notions that deal with authenticity to help us do a better job as we attempt to make a difference with our families, with our work situations, our volunteer opportunities to motivate others as well as ourselves. As a paper boy, 11 years old, I would make sure that I treated every single customer as if they were the only one on my block. As a coach, I wanted to make sure that our teams always recognize the fact that we're as strong as our weakest link. It presented an opportunity for us to make sure that everyone is going to be in a position to help us win or lose a ball game. As a university administrator, I did everything I could to make sure that our students understood that they counted. They wouldn't get lost in the crowd. They're part of something bigger than themselves. Coaches should be evaluated not on the starting five, but looking at the end of the bench and making sure that that person who's not going to get in the game knows how many timeouts there are. And he or she is the first one off the bench to play a role in terms of supporting those that are on the court. That person on the end of the bench ought to have that same kind of commitment as the starting five. Understanding your role. Being in a position where you do the best job you can of helping the team or the group be successful, regardless of your task. I had a chance to be a bag boy, or in Midwest, it's a sacker, at the neighborhood grocery store. And I made sure that I had a chance to pack a bag, sack of groceries, as if I was taking them home to my mom. Now, as simplistic as that is, that was a technique that gave me personal motivation to understand that the customer in front of me paid my salary. And that was the reason why I was there. And I wanted to make sure that I packed their groceries as if I was taking them home to my own family. A commitment to ensuring that I did the best possible job, no matter the task. I know as a university administrator, I surrounded myself with individuals that anticipated problems, that looked for solutions, that regardless of the role, they were always committed to initiating the opportunity to anticipate, not to wait and react. That's an important characteristic of an effective leader as well as follower, and where initiative is important. That regardless of your role, you're willing to roll up your sleeves, raise your hand in the air and say, I'd like to have a chance to tackle a specific problem or challenge. Doing the best job you can, no matter your role. And I think it's imperative that leaders and coaches make sure that everyone knows their role. That communication is critically important. Miscommunication creates a void, negative energy, clicks. As we think of Maslow's hierarchy of need and motivating people to do the best job they can, you want to make sure they understand their role and that they're comfortable, that they understand that there's security of having structure and not guessing where they are. Now, they may not be totally happy with it to begin with, but if you're able to communicate their specific role in helping us be successful, that they have a voice and they're part of something bigger than themselves, I personally think that makes a huge difference in their ability to be the best job. They do the best job they possibly can, no matter their role, no matter their task.